guys, the guys that you kind of lean on, you know, the players, when you kind of like, I mean, sometimes you kind of bounce stuff off them. Are we talking about a group like Malcolm and Connor Barwin?
I talk to Fletch. We talk about games and stunts they like, what they see. I'm always challenging them. Okay, what do you see in this offensive line? What stunts do you like? What's your pass rush plan? Same with coverage. Should we press this guy? Should we be off? You know, does he run more out? You know, what do you guys see? These guys are pros, and they give them much feedback. And then we all collectively kind of say, all right, we all kind of like this coverage, so let's practice this the most and play this the most. And then during the game, we may say, hey, you know what? They've changed a little bit. Coach, can we go to this other one? And I said, as long as you guys can give me a reason, a real intelligent reason, that I'm listening.
And finally, just that the Maxwell, the traveling thing.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of a radical thing, isn't it?
I've been part of it. There's two philosophies. You can match him up on the best and give everybody else help, or you can put him on the second best and leave him alone and give double help to...
Like Brackett or yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's two different philosophies, and we'll go in and out of both those philosophies.
Okay. So. All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, you got it.
Coach, you mentioned the other day in your press conference that the advantage of going into the third season of a defense is now you have triple the coaches.
Yeah.
Can you maybe talk a little bit about which guys you feel are the most vocal in terms of helping the newer guys come along in this defense?
Well, I think in the secondary there's only a couple candidates because it's been such a big turnover, but Malcolm is definitely out front with help teaching. Now, Nolan Carroll's in year two, so Nolan and Malcolm and those guys are really, you know, even the young guys like a Jalen Watkins, who, you know, has been in the system, can communicate the system. And then Connor Barwin and BG both have been in it, so they're doing a lot of help. And the whole D-line, Fletcher, Benny said, those guys are all, Vinny, they're helping out the young guys. So we've got a lot of veterans in place that are helping teach the intricacies of the defense.
What about the mentality of a coach in a preseason game versus a regular season game where you're maybe paying attention to what a certain player that doesn't normally get game action or who is trying out for a roster, what they're doing out on the field versus just watching how the play develops and how the defense is. So what's the difference in the mentality on your side?
Well, the preseason games are meant for evaluation and an even evaluation. So we stay pretty generic with our calls so the guys don't have to think. We can see how they play, and you do that across the board. So you're not getting as exotic with your scheme, but you really are. You're still trying to make the calls that you would in those situations, but it's a lot more basic and it's got less volume. So the guys don't have to remember as much. They can get out there. They're already going to be nervous enough, but they can relax as much as possible and play, and we can actually see who they are.